Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 118. Here is the extracted text from the image into his office. Q. Where was he standing? A. Standing by the trash barrel, smoking a cigarette. Q. She went upstairs and went into Mr. Frank's office, and you heard her? A. I heard her going towards Mr. Frank's office. Q. You heard her go in there? I couldn't hear them go in. I heard her going towards it. Q. Didn't you say you heard those others go in? A. No, sir. I said I heard them going towards the office. Q. You didn't say you saw them go in? A. No, sir. I said I heard them go towards it. Q. And you didn't say you heard them go in? A. No, sir. I said I heard them go towards the office. Q. You didn't say you saw them go in? A. No, sir. I said I heard them go towards it. Q. And you didn't say you heard them go in? A. No, sir. I said I heard them go towards his office. Q. But you didn't see the others? A. I don't remember saying I seen the others. Q. Now she came and she went up towards Mr. Frank's office and he stamped. A. Mr. Frank came out there and stamped. Q. Where did he come to and stamp? A. Came to the trash barrel where he had told me. Q. You mean upstairs? A. Yes, sir. He was up on the second floor stamping. Q. And you were on the first floor? A. Right about the trash barrel. Q. And you were on the first floor? A. Right about the trash barrel. Q. And he told you he was going to stamp? A. Yes, sir. Two times. Q. And then he stamped? A. Yes, sir. Q. And then you closed the door? A. Yes, sir. Like he said so. Q. How long did you stay there? A. I didn't stand in the door after I closed the door. I came back and sat down on the box. Q. How long did you stay there? A. About an hour and a half. Q. That would have been until about 10:30, about 10 o'clock. 35.